was diagnosed with chronic fatigue between 2011 and 2014. Every day for 3.5 years, I felt like I'd been hit by a bus. In 3 years, we were able to grow the business with an amazing team and certain principles behind us to an 8-figure-a-year company. It is so, so fundamental for an entrepreneur who's starting up, who's scaling their business, where the weight of the business is on you every single day and you're the one putting out fires, and every decision you're accountable for in the end. It's so, so important that you look after your own health.
Wouldn't it be great to be able to download the best business strategies from absolute experts in their field? Well, you're in luck, because in today's episode of the Make It Happen show, that's exactly what you can do. I'm Tim Morris, the CEO of The Entourage, and today we're joined by an industry expert to help you make it happen. Let's get into it.
Hi, my name's Caleb. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Tropeka, a health and wellness company that ships to over 70 countries around the world. We launched in 2016 from my co-founder and I's shared apartment, completely bootstrapped business. In fact, we put all our money into inventory and had close to a $0 marketing budget. But in 3 years, we were able to grow the business with an amazing team and certain principles behind us to an 8-figure-a-year company. And we've grown since. And I want to share with you those principles today. We've learned the hard way through going through a lot of war and battle in the startup phase, but we've also been able to proactively make the right decisions with the help of great insights from leaders in this space. So I'll get straight into it and give you the 5 points for today. So the first one is to have a clear mission, vision, and values around your business. Now, this can seem really cliche, but it's so important. It's the backbone of the direction that you take in the company. Without it, not only do you not know the direction that you want to take in order to scale, but as you bring employees on in order to scale, they need to get behind a clear mission, get behind clear values, and have a purpose and a passion around what they are jumping on board with. The startup phase is incredibly tough. Scaling is incredibly tough. So having that mission in place is so, so important. For Tropeka, we have a one-page document, but it's summed up in the sentence of, we want to positively impact millions of people in their health from around the world. And we have the tagline, conquer the day the healthy way. Everyone that comes into the business needs to see that's a real founder-focused vision, that you truly believe in it, you truly care for the mission. And without it, you have no North Star, no compass, no direction to take. So really nail down that mission, really nail down that vision and those values from the start. We also have values associated with our mission. So for us, we don't compromise on product quality. We really, really care about producing the best quality products out there. And so all the decisions that we make, whether it's us or our amazing team, they are led by those values in the direction of our mission. And so it sets the standard. That's a standard for excellence from the very beginning, where everything that you do from that in order to scale the company is really directed from that pivotal first thing, which is having that clear mission, a vision, and values. The next thing is a little bit more, I suppose, technical or practical, perhaps, which is to do an audit of your systems. So systems come in all shapes and sizes. They come in software, which is one topic that I want to talk about. They also come in people and processes, which I also want to talk about. So let's talk about software. Software is incredibly important. You want to do an audit of all the areas that you're doing manual processes in your business. And through honestly, everything from reading blog articles, a Google search, podcasts on business, to asking important, knowledgeable people in certain industries what they would do in your situation, you can find out so much great information about what systems and processes you have to put in place. And it's not just about doing an audit for where you are at the moment in your startup journey, but it's also about doing an audit of where you're going and the software and the processes that you'll need to have in place in, say, 6 months, a year's time, 5 years' time, because software and automation, it can be very expensive. So you might not be able to afford it at the moment, but knowing what your next steps will be into the future so that you're proactive rather than reactive is so incredibly important. One thing as well is actually tie software back to your mission, vision, and values, but also look at their mission as software. So an example is Shopify. Like, we jumped on Shopify from the very beginning and it was a great decision. We saw that their mission was to help entrepreneurs be able to do entrepreneurial things in the world of e-commerce. And everyone in that ecosystem also saw that, app developers, integration partners. So what actually happened was we didn't get sucked into legacy software. And that's so important. Shopify allowed us to grow from a company that was paying them under $50 a month to now a company that's on their top plan, spending thousands and thousands of dollars a month. So we were able to scale with them and we're able to benefit from all the app integrations that came with it because all of these app developers saw the potential in Shopify as well. They saw Shopify's mission and said, I'm going to build for that community rather than a competitor's community. So think about that as well in terms of how you actually approach software now and into the future. And don't necessarily make, understand that the decisions you make early on in a startup can have massive consequential effects down the line. The other place to audit is your people and processes. Now, it's extremely important to get processes around and systems in place around people. One of the best ways to do this is through training videos. So we document everything in our company and we document it in a way where we show excellence in terms of how an actual job task is done. This is incredibly important in the startup phase for two reasons. One, you're not going to get recruitment always right. There's going to be people come in and come out. So you don't want downtime having to retrain people from scratch. You want to be able to give them training videos and documents and show them exactly what excellence looks like. The other important thing is you're going to find great employees that you're going to internally hire and they're going to move up into other parts of the business that are more strategic. So you want to be able to make sure that these employees that you internally hire don't get bogged down in spending any longer than is necessary on training the next person that comes in and takes their place. So make sure you document all job processes that you can do in the company so that you have some really strong systems in place.
Hi there, Tim jumping in here quickly to say, if you're enjoying this episode, our team at The Entourage has plenty more for you to sink your teeth into. We not only publish a new episode every week, plus the full video on YouTube, we also have heaps of resources and tools on our website available to help you build and scale an impactful business. You can find the link to all of this in our About section. Also, so you never miss any of the insights and strategies from our guests, don't forget to subscribe to learn more each week. Now, let's get back to the show.
The third point is, so once you've got clear mission, vision, and values, and then after you've audited your systems, the next one is to measure KPIs according to those systems. So as I said, you want training videos and documentation that shows what an excellent job looks like. And then you want to be able to track KPIs according to what excellence looks at for a number of reasons, obviously to improve business performance. But the other thing is you really want to make sure that you really look after key employees that are part of your team, that really go after the mission and vision and values. As I said, it's not a cushy job working in the startup or scale stage. It's not like a lot of, say, established corporate jobs out there that are a lot easier on employees. So you want to make sure that you really recognize and reward great efforts. And when you're actually measuring KPIs, everything that is tracked can be improved and new systems can be put in place. One thing that we recognize as well is you want to be able to track KPIs according to the systems that you've actually implemented. So for instance, we recognize that as we grew and we were scaling, we needed inventory management systems and we needed shipping software systems. And the great thing, like if you've got a pick and pack team, our shipping software, for instance, allows us to track how many shipments they get out per hour and then how many mistakes they make according to refunds. And then at the end of the month, we can look to reward those employees that are improving in their numbers and that have also shown exceptional work. And those KPIs are pivotal moments in the success of a business truly scaling, because you're able to really identify how employees are going. And don't forget to also measure yourself as a founder. It's so easy to forget, as the one who's accountable, that you also need to be accountable, but generally accountable to yourself, and make sure you find ways to really measure yourself. After you've had a clear mission put in place, you've audited your systems, you've got KPIs that you're measuring, the next one is to make sure you hire great employees. Now, this is tough for a startup, especially a bootstrap one. You don't have the money to be able to compete against, say, a corporate, traditional corporation that has a lot of money at their disposal to really attract quality talent. But you do have some advantages that you can use to be successful in hiring great talent. A lot of people want to go and work in a very pigeonholed job in a corporate setting, and that's fine. But there's also a lot of people that want to play the role of intrapreneurs. So they might not be an entrepreneur, but they're working inside the business as an intrapreneur. And so what that means is they want strategic roles. They're hungry. They want to have varied roles in the business. And that's actually quite an attractive thing for a lot of people in the hiring process. They want an interesting job that fits their personality type. So yes, you might not be able to compete with money, but you can compete in other ways by offering them a varied role that's very exciting. And so make sure you understand that, and you don't take that angle for granted when you're trying to compete for top talent. A lot of times it's backing young people who might not have the 10, 20, 30 years of experience, but they're hungry to learn. And especially in a digital world and digital environment, that kind of person is actually often more beneficial long-term than someone who's been around for quite some time. Now, that's not always the case. For instance, we have an amazing operations manager that brings, you know, decades of experience into his job and his role. So the key thing is finding people that are hungry, that really want to get behind your mission, get behind your vision and your values. And that's why I put the mission as number one, because you need to bring people into the organization that truly believe in where you're going. Now, the final one, which is really near and dear to my heart, is to look after your own health first. Just as they say to on the airplane, to put on your oxygen mask before you put it on someone else's face, it's so important to look after your own health. Now, Tropica started off the back of my business partner and I, our own chronic health conditions. I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue between 2011 and 2014. Every day for 3.5 years, I felt like I'd been hit by a bus. Chronic inflammation, depression, even suicidal thoughts at times. Life was horrible, and conventional medicine gave me no answers. In fact, some of the best doctors said they didn't know when I'd be healthy again. Now, through the process of going through functional medicine and integrative medicine and working with some great doctors that were ahead of their time back in the day, they were able to change my life around very quickly through lifestyle and nutritional choices. And I saw the miracle in my own life. And that's why I decided, alongside my business partner, to start Tropica. And it is so, so fundamental for an entrepreneur who's starting up, who's scaling their business, where the weight of the business is on you every single day, and you're the one putting out fires, and every decision you're accountable for in the end. It's so, so important that you look after your own health, that you don't try to be a superhero and neglect that. I'm talking making sure that you get enough sleep every single night. You can make better decisions, you can be more productive, and you're just a nicer person to be around. This is very, very important. So get your 8 hours of sleep. Obviously, you're going to sacrifice sleep at times, and I understand that. I have to do the same, but try and look after yourself in that regard. The other thing is, make sure you're eating healthy, but just as importantly, cut out the crap from your diet. I like the metaphor where you wouldn't take your car to the petrol station, fill it up with 98 premium fuel in half the tank, and then fill the rest of the tank up with diesel. it wouldn't run. And in the same way, you can't eat healthy half the time and then eat crap the other half of the time. It just won't work. My life changed around from getting off refined sugars, industrially processed food, modern day wheat, modern day dairy, and really looking at high quality nutrition, whole foods. It is so, so important. On top of that, stress management is so important. So looking at areas like meditation, obviously great sleep that we've already talked about, and having gratitude practice in your day is so, so, so important and can't be understated. So please, before you do everything else, I put it as point number five, but it could actually be before point number one. Look after your own health first. Take your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health really, really seriously, and your business will 100% benefit. Thank you so much for your attention today. I really appreciate your time. I hope you got a lot out of this. Feel free to contact me. I'm on Instagram at Kalashall, C-A-L-A-S-H-A-L-L. Put out health hacks, biohacking, which is upgrading your life through nutritional and lifestyle choices. Put out videos on that. I would love to hear from you. You can also check out my company at Tropica, think tropical and peak performance with an A on the end. So T-R-O-P-E-A-K-A, tropica.com.au, tropica.com is our website. We sell everything from organic, powerful proteins, superfoods, vitamins, really healthy coffee, teas, and protein bars and gut bars. So once again, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to the Make It Happen show, brought to you by our team at The Entourage, Australia's leading business coaching and training provider. We're on a mission to empower entrepreneurs by giving them everything they need to build great businesses and live meaningful lives. If you got something out of this episode, picked up a great takeaway, or just want to say hi, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes or let us know at The Entourage Official on all social platforms. We'd love to hear from you. Catch you in the next episode with our next guest right here. Bye for now.